Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Inside Access, Jason Locke and for Ken Wyman, the Bowie Bay Sox. A couple of rough losses the last couple days, but still one of the best teams in all of minor league baseball. And joining us now, some may know him as Dayton Lane Hall, but we just call him DL. DL Hall joins us. And DL, thanks for joining
Dominant
us.
Dominant lefty, Kenny. Yes, dominant lefty is what we call him in my house.
And DL, thanks for joining us, man. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
So what was it like? Obviously, you can't win them all, but the last couple of games, man, extra innings and just that goofy way to lose a couple of ball games.
Yeah, it was, it's always tough taking those, close losses, but, I think we'll bounce back. This team seems pretty talented, and it's definitely fun to watch, on nights that I'm not pitching. I think we'll bounce back and get ready to go for the next one.
Has anybody checked into what Adley Rutschman eats for pregame meals before day games? He is batting
weekend.
524 average, 621 on base percentage, 1.3 OPS in 6 day games. And a lot of those have been Sundays. I mean, do you just pencil him in for a bomb and a couple of ribbies every Sunday at this point?
Yeah, we were actually talking about that in the dugout yesterday after he hit that home run. We were like, man, he might turn around next to bat and hit another one right-handed because that's what he did last time.
Yeah.
So it's fun to watch. And, yeah, he definitely seems to enjoy playing the Sunday day game.
Well, we were there, my kids and I, for the last home game, Sunday home game you guys had in Bowie, which involved the, Adley's heroics. And you were out of this world as well. I saw you at 101, your third pitch of the outing, and I saw you at 101 on the gun there at Bowie, and I think your second or third to last pitch of that outing. Were you aware of it? Do you peek at all? Do people tell you between innings, or do you find out after the fact, or how does that work?
I can't say that I don't peek every now and then. I think everybody does. I definitely it's something that I use more so for how I'm going to pitch that day. If I feel like stuff isn't coming out as well, on that day, and I always go in the dugout and ask our pitching coach what my velo and things were, just because it kind of helps me determine on how I might have to pitch the next guy.
Well, and the thing that really impressed me about that outing is again you're hitting over 100 miles an hour from the left side several times. But as you settled into that outing, it seemed like you were going backwards a little bit. And a lot of times you were getting early strikes and counts with off-speed stuff or the change or the curve. Was I seeing that correctly?
Yeah. That's been a big thing for me. This year is being able to pitch backwards, because the higher level you get, these guys, they can hit velo. It doesn't matter how hard it is. You got to be able to throw everything. So that's a big step for me, is being able to throw those early, count breaking balls or changeups.
We're talking to DL Hall from the Bowie Bay Sox, Inside Access, Jason Locke, for Ken Wyman. So DL, we had Grayson on last week, and I think it was the day after his first start at AA, and it looked like the promotion didn't bother him much. He was still pretty dominant, and he told us you guys have a nice healthy competition as well.
Yeah, we do. We always compete with each other and compare things and push each other. I think it's huge for both of us. You know, it's a lot of fun to have such a talented kid, around and be able to compete with him, and us kind of learn things from each other.
He told us that Adley kind of
stirs the pot.
Yeah, he eggs you two on. What kind of stuff does Adley do to get you guys going?
Yeah, he definitely does. He definitely does. You know, he never takes a side. He kind of just stays in the middle. And so, it just kind of makes us want to, compete more and, get Adley's true opinion. But, it doesn't happen. So.
So will he come in with one of you guys to the dugout and say, "Hey, Grayson Diehl just had the best bullpen I've ever seen in my life," or something like that? Like, how does he push your buttons?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. He'll definitely brag on one of us in front of the other to get us going. But it's all friendly competition. Me and Grayson
Diehl,
have a good time, and it helps us out.
That's awesome. Sorry.
Diehl, you're currently 2-0 with a 2.67 ERA. Your ERA would be much better if not for my attendance at your start a few weeks ago. I feel like I need to publicly apologize to you, because in the two times I've seen you pitch, I saw you pitch in Frederick in 2019 with Jason, and I saw you a few weeks ago. You've not been good, and I almost feel like it's my fault.
I've told him to stay away, Diehl.
Yeah, because you're good every other time. So I just don't beat yourself up about that start a few weeks ago. It was my fault.
Oh yeah, good. I'm glad I got something to blame it on.
the one against Redding. He was like three rows behind home plate too, which is a total double whammy. Maybe we'll let him sit in the bleachers sometime. Well, we were messing with Grayson a little bit. We told him that when we had you on last, that you told us when he finally got to Double-A, he had to start growing a mullet like you and Vespi. He said there's no way in hell you're getting him to do that. But I don't know if that was anything you had planned. I kind of would like to see him rocking some lettuce, but it doesn't sound like it's in the cards.
Yeah, we try and talk him into stuff all the time. We tried to get him to yesterday we were trying to talk him into letting his beard grow out or something going. But he's pretty straightforward. He's not a big fan of the beard. He doesn't like the long hair. So
very clean cut.
Yeah, very.
Diehl, what's it like to be on a team that seems to be so talented? And obviously it's the minor leagues, and maybe I even asked this to Grayson, and like organizationally maybe wins and losses don't matter, but to go to the park every day feeling like, hey, we're going to win this one, it's got to be a good feeling.
Oh yeah, it's unreal. It's something that I feel like every ball player dreams of, because it just, when everybody else is doing well and the team's doing well, it seems like it just, it gives you a more positive mindset personally and helps you do well. So I think it's, it's huge too. Like the other day when I threw it, I gave up two home runs, and it's like, and I three runs, and I'm like, all right, when we come back and right back and score three, it's like we have such talented hitters, such talented pitchers. We kind of all just complement each other. It's awesome.
Well, the schedule is obviously different now in the minors with these six-game series. And the thing that I kind of thought was cool about your team is you guys were home a lot early. No real extended road trips, right? This is the first one, six in Hartford and then six in Binghamton. But it seemed like you already had camaraderie and chemistry despite not really having spent a lot of time on buses together or a lot of times in the hotels together. But I guess that's coming now.
Yeah, it's definitely it's crazy to see, because it was like that from it seemed like the first series of the year. Everybody just kind of clicked, and we didn't, there's not really groups or anything. It's like everybody hangs out with everybody, and it's really awesome. It's a great atmosphere, and I think that's why it's producing wins.
Is it even a little extra special because there wasn't a minor league season last year? Like, all the success and being able to hang out together and getting along, but to know that last year you didn't have any of this.
Yeah, oh, definitely. That makes a huge difference. I feel like nobody can really be too mad or angry about anything, because we're all just happy to be here and getting to play in games and, do what we love.
D.L. Hall, one last thing I have for you. We're talking to D.L. Hall, the Baltimore Orioles. It's Inside Access. Bowie Bay Sox currently. He'll be an Oriole one day. It's Inside Access. Jason Logan for Ken Wyman. Not only did Grayson get promoted, but Joey Ortiz as well. And what has he brought to the team since he got up there?
Oh, you know, he's awesome. He's awesome. He can play anywhere. You know, he's crazy good in the field, and he's been hitting really well. He's already got, I think, two or three homers. You know, it's awesome. It's crazy to see, you know, how good our team was. And then we have, you know, when we send somebody up or, you know, get somebody called up to us, it's like they replace them and they're just as good or better. It's awesome. Like, we have so much talent coming through, and it's fun to watch.
Well, I know you got bumped up Baseball America's top 100 today, and if you're looking to bust Grayson's chops at all, he is now the number one pitching prospect, according to them, in all of baseball. Yeah. I don't know if that got to the clubhouse yet, but
yeah, we actually were just talking about it at lunch, and you know, that's awesome. I haven't heard from him yet today, so I can assure you that it'll be coming over to me in some way, shape, or form from him.
Or maybe Adley. Maybe you'll find out from Adley.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll come from somewhere. But yeah, no, it's awesome, and I'm super proud of him. And you know, it's fun to get to watch him and be in the same dugout with him.
Well, D.L. Hall, continued success to you, and I will do my best to stay away from your starts in the near future, as not to disrupt this locomotive you're on. But as always, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.